This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people.
I love reading, and my favorite genre is nonfiction. Many people would ask me, had I read the text, The Warmth of Other Suns by Isabel Wilkerson, to which I'd answer, no, I haven't yet. I'd see the book at the bookstore, thumb through the pages, and then decide to put it down. My personal belief is that books come to you at just the right moment in life. They give words for your feelings and remind you everything is gonna be all right or you're not alone. I finally sat down and read the book cover to cover last summer, and it was everything I needed and more. The book's name is the words of famed writer Richard Wright. Wright, in only a few lines, captures the hopes of many African Americans who moved from southern cities to northern cities to escape the weight of racism tied to legal segregation from the early 20th century to the mid-1970s. Unfortunately, for many, the North presented similar challenges in new forms. While writing a text on the history of the migration, Wilkerson introduces us to three guides who travel with us through the text. Ida Mae Brandon Gladney from Mississippi on her way to Chicago, George Swanson Starling from Florida on his way to New York, and lastly, Dr. Robert Joseph Pershing Foster, who moved from Louisiana to California. The book is divided into five parts that chronicle both the lives of the figures and their lives in the larger consideration of American history. Isabel Wilkerson does not shy away from discussing the violence Black communities faced, the trauma of legal racism in every aspect of life, and how all those factors play into the larger movement of African Americans out of the South in the Great Migration. The text plays a critical role of giving voice to the history of systemic oppression in this country. Isabel Wilkerson writes, "Throughout the South, the conventional rules of the road did not apply when a colored motorist was behind the wheel. If he reached an intersection first, he had to let the white motorist go ahead of him. He could not pass a white motorist on the road, no matter how slowly the white motorist was going, and had to take extreme caution to avoid an accident, because he would likely be blamed no matter who was at fault. In everyday interactions, a Black person could not contradict a white person or speak unless spoken to first. A Black person could not be the first to offer to shake a white person's hand. A handshake could occur only if a white person so gestured, leaving many people having never shaken hands with a person of the other race. The consequences for the slightest missteps were swift and brutal. Two whites beat a Black tenant, Farmer Louise, in Mississippi in 1948, wrote the historian James C. Cobb, because the man asked for a receipt after paying his water bill. It was against the law for a colored person and a white person to play checkers together in Birmingham. White and colored gamblers had to place their bets at separate windows and sit in separate aisles at racetracks in Arkansas. At saloons in Atlanta, the bars were segregated. Whites drank on stools at the end of the bar and Blacks on stools at the other end until the city outlawed even that, resulting in white-only and colored-only saloons. There were white parking spaces and colored parking spaces in the town square of Calhoun City in Mississippi. In one North Carolina courthouse, there was a white Bible and a Black Bible to swear to tell the truth on." This text is one of the most important works in considering the effects of legal segregation on Black America. I encourage all to sit and read it cover to cover as well.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can find past editions at KUAF.com. Just search Reflections in Black.